This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. Hello, Joyriders, Joyriders, hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of The Joyride. Now, the guys were at the Spring Advance Boot Camp last week, but now they are back. They are back home and back in studio, which means we are
back in business.
That's right, fresh off of another successful boot camp, the guys are back in studio. They are primed and ready to share the good news of Jesus Christ and their favorite moments, stories, and experiences from the boot camp. So strap in tight, because the guys are
back again like a boomerang. The same old stand, the same old game, back in business with a bang.
Harold, do you want to take us home on this part? You want to tell us a little bit about your experiences at camp? We got a couple minutes left, about a minute and a half.
Yeah, that clip is one of my favorites as well. But the part, I guess, that I like the most is the loving one woman with a passion. And I have a selfish thing. My favorite thing from boot camp was when Robbie let me talk about having been married for almost 60 years now to my sweetheart. But nothing tickles me more than to be able to talk about her. I've been in love with that woman since we first met. In fact, we were engaged within the first 6 weeks that we knew one another. But it took about another 18 months before we could get married. I had to finish school first. And so anytime there's a talk about that, it catches my attention right away. The other part I liked was about Robbie was I am, in my own eyes, if not in others, that warrior poet. I had the spirit of a warrior because I thought I was going to be a fighter pilot in the Navy until I met my sweetie. She changed my life forever.
Was that a biplane?
It could have been. I would have had to have that to go against the Red Baron.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.